What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Legion. This is episode 205 of Strong the Iron Will Way, official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company.
Guys, I want to tell you the story of the Chinese bamboo tree. I don't know how many of you guys know this about the Chinese bamboo tree, but it's very interesting and it applies. It's a great lesson for what we are doing here. So you plant the seed, and then you begin to fertilize and water the ground where the seed is buried for an entire year. That entire first year, you see no growth. You see nothing. You actually don't even know if anything's happening. You have to continue to water and fertilize the seed for a second year. Still nothing happens. You don't see a little seedling pop up. You don't see anything. Third year, same thing, water, fertilize. 4 fucking years, water, fertilize, nothing. 5 years, water and fertilize. What happens in the 5th year? The Chinese bamboo tree grows 90 feet. 90 feet. So the question is, did it grow 90 feet in 1 year? Or did it grow 90 feet in 5 years? Well, the answer is 5 years, because if any point during those 5 years you had given up and not watered and fertilized the seed, it would not grow. I need you to really think about that and let that sink in for a while, because that is what happens in the gym and in everything. I can even think about as a lot of you guys know, I've had issues with vertigo for a number of years. A lot of that comes from some wackiness in my neck and upper spine and inner ear. And I've been seeing a chiropractor and an osteopath for a very long period of time to find some resolution for it. Now, for the first 3 to 6 months of seeing these people, nothing happened. I didn't feel better, worse, or really anything. I have tinnitus, which is like a constant ringing in the ear. I would still have it. But I knew from talking to these two people who were experts in what they do that we were on the right path. But literally nothing was happening. I was paying for it, taking time out of my week to go to these visits, and I was just trusting my instincts, my knowledge, and most importantly, their knowledge. At some point, maybe 6 months, even a year later, I noticed, wow, the ringing in my ears has subsided considerably. It's still there a little bit, but it's way better. If it was an 8 on a 10 scale, now it's a 2. I haven't had any vertigo. But man, I haven't done anything different. What's changed? So I started looking at my diet. I started looking at my workout. I started looking at my other aspects of nutrition and how I'm sleeping and all these different alcohol, everything, right? Allergies. I said, nothing's really changed. I don't know why it's all of a sudden improved. And the doctors and I came to the realization together that it wasn't anything that changed. It was simply a matter of allowing enough time for these adjustments and these modifications to actually work. You know, we expect we're going to go and get adjusted by the chiropractor and go to the osteopath and have her move some things around. I'm going to feel better immediately. That's not how it works. We're coaxing the body into becoming better. Okay, this is the same thing with weight loss, with strength training, with everything. You're going to go through these periods of time where nothing's happening, nothing's happening, nothing's happening, and all of a sudden it seems like in a week your body changes, right? You get much stronger, or you look different, or you drop a pant size, or you gain a shirt size, whatever you're trying to do. This has always been how it works, and I think this is the same for everything else. You know, when you're grinding away at your business, you go through these periods where you're like, man, I don't know if I'm getting anywhere. And all of a sudden, boom, you have these breakthroughs. So I just thought that was a very important story to share. I've heard it several times about the tree, and it never fails to kind of remind me to be patient. And as long as you know that you're doing the things you need to do, the results will come. Have a good day, you guys.